today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum. Dear brothers, dear sisters, so welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on a special day. Today is the birthday anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her. And of course, in Iran, we call it Women's Day. Congratulations to all Muslim women all around the world. Today, Wednesday, 20th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Congratulations to all Muslims for birthday anniversary of Lady Zahra, Prophet Muhammad's daughter. And of course, in Iran, it is Women's Day. Ya Zahra, oh Ya Zahra, 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 Ya Zahra. The splendorous birth of Fatima, peace be upon her. Fatima is a part of me and the light of my eyes, the fruit of my heart and my soul. It is reported that the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny kissed Fatima frequently. One day his wife Aisha criticized this and said, "Why do you kiss your daughter so much?" The Prophet said in reply, "Whenever I kiss Fatima, I smell the scent of the highest heaven in her." It was thus that this great child from the pure extract of heavenly fruit and a father such as the Holy Prophet, mother such as Khadija, Lady Khadija, on the 20th day of Jamadi al-Thani came into the world, and the taunts and reproaches of the Prophet's opposers that he was, as they thought, without succeeding generation were all made in vain. And by the contents of the Quranic chapter Kauthar, Fatima was made the gushing spring for the continuation of the Prophet's lineage and guiding imams and great blessings through the centuries and ages until doomsday.
Tabari reports, a Sunni historian, a Sunni commentator of the Holy Quran, and a man who narrated many ahadith. He says that when Khadija was pregnant with Fatima, she was in the city of Mecca. She was about to deliver and she asked assistance from the Quraishi women. They all rejected to offer her any assistance. Why? Because she was a wealthy woman and she married Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who was a poor man. They wanted her to marry the aristocrats of Arabia. She married Muhammad ibn Abdullah and they refused her. Al-Tabari says, She turned to Allah and said, "Oh my Lord, all the people have turned away from me. Please help me deliver this child." At-Tabari says, as soon as she made that prayer, four women enter the house. And Khadija reports that words cannot describe the beauty and the brilliance of these women. The first introduces herself saying that, "I am the wife of Adam Hawa. I am Eve." The second says, "I am Asiya bint Muzahim. I am the wife of Pharaoh, the daughter of Muzahim." The third says, "I am Kulthum, the sister of Musa." The fourth says, "I am Maryam, the daughter of Imran. Allah has sent us to you to help you deliver Sayyidat Nisa al-Alamin." This is Fatima al-Zahra.
Children are wearing new clothes. Bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter. Their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice in Eid. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice in Eid. For this is the day of Eid. La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah.
In this part of today's special, we know about Fatima's name and titles, Az-Zahra. Imam As-Sadiq said that the name Az-Zahra, or the Illuminant One, was bestowed upon Fatima as a testament to her radiant and resplendent nature, for it was believed that through her the light of the divine was made manifest, illuminating all that she touched with a brilliance akin to the heavens and earth. Another title or names of Fatima, peace be upon her, is Al-Hawra. That means the heavenly pure one was a name contributed to Fatima because she was formed from the essence of paradise. Another title is Muhaddatha, means the transmitter of hadith. There was a title bestowed upon Fatima due to her unparalleled ability to transmit the teachings of the Prophet. And Az-Zakiyya, that means the pure one, was fittingly bestowed upon Fatima for her exemplary devotion to worship. It was said that she would spend hours in prayer, standing for so long that her feet would swell, yet never once did she falter in her devotion. And another one is Ash-Shahida, means the martyr. It was fittingly bestowed upon Fatima for the immense sacrifices she made to preserve the integrity of the Islamic faith. Dear brothers and sisters, especially dear Muslim ladies, especially dear Shia Muslims, Muslim women, congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her, and the Day of Women. Congratulations to all of you.
Eid Saeed, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Saeed, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
Birth of Sayyida Fatima and Women's Day. All dimensions that one can imagine exist for a woman and a human being were personified. In Fatima al-Zahra, she was not an ordinary woman. She was a spiritual woman, a heavenly woman. Today is Women's Day. It is the day when the birth of a woman is commemorated, of whom the world is proud. If a day is to be designated Women's Day, what day is more deserving, is prouder than the day commemorating the joyous birth of Fatima al-Zahra, a woman who is the pride of the family of divine revelation and who, like a sun, shines brightly in the crown of beloved Islam. The Jewish birthday occurred in a place and time when women were not considered to be human beings, and their very existence was seen as a source of shame for families among the different tribes of the pre-Islamic times. The history of Islam testifies to the limitless respect the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, showed this noble infant so as to demonstrate that a woman has a special greatness in society, and if she is not superior to men, she is certainly no less than him. So this day is the day of woman's revivification and the day to establish her honor and great role in society.
Comes to Imam al-Baqir in Medina. He's one of the Shias of the Imam. He says, Ya ibn Rasulillah, hadithni bi hadithin fi fadli jaddatika Fatima. O grandson of the Prophet, tell us a hadith about the greatness of your grandmother Fatima. Something about her merits and her virtue. إِذَا أَنَا حَدَّثْتُ بِهِ الشِّيَعَةَ فَرِحُوا بِذَلِكَ. Tell me something about the virtue and the merit of your grandmother, that if I share it with other Shias, it will make them happy. Listen to this hadith. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, he mentions many things about Fatima, and then he says about Fatima, فَإِذَا صَارَتْ عِنْدَ بَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. Imam al-Baqir, he says, on the day of judgment, when Fatima al-Zahra is escorted to paradise, she will stand at the gate of Jannah, at the gate of paradise. Taltafitu. She will stop. She's being escorted to go into Jannah. She will stop and she will look behind her. She will look back. Fayaqulu Allah. Allah will say to her, Ya bint Habibi, O the daughter of my beloved, meaning the daughter of the Prophet, Rasulullah is Habibullah. O the daughter of my beloved, maltifatuki wa qad amartu biki ila al-jannah. Why did you look back? Why did you stop when I have admitted you into my paradise? Fataqul ya Rabbi ahbabtu an yu'rafa qadri. Oh Allah, I wanted people to know my right and my position on this day. She only lived for 18 years in this life. Many people never even heard of her, don't know who she is. Many of the Muslims today, you'll barely hear her name mentioned in the masjid if you go every day out of the year. But Yawm al-Qiyamah is the day where everyone is going to know about who Fatima is. She says, I wanted my worth, my right, my position to be known on this day. Allah will say to her, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهِ ارْجِعِي فَانْظُرِ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ حُبُّ لَكِ أَوْ لِأَحَدٍ مِّن ذُرِّيَّتِكِ خُذِي بِيَدِهِ فَادْخُلِيهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Go back among the people and find anyone who loves you or loves any of your progeny, and take them with you into Jannah. Imam al-Baqir, he says, فَوَاللَّهِ, I swear by God, إِنَّهَا ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ لَتَلْتَقِطُ شِعَتَهَا وَمُحِبِّيهَا كَمَا يَلْتَقِطُ الطَّيْرُ الْحَبَّ الْجَيِّدِ مِنَ الْحَبِّ الرَّدِيِّ. Imam al-Baqir, he says, I swear by God, she will go back among these trillions of people and she will handpick the lovers, her lovers and the lovers of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, and she will pick them out in the same way a bird picks out the good seeds from the bad seeds.
And the last moment of this episode of today's special, again, accept our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Muhammad al-Mustafa's daughter, Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her. And of course, this is the time to say goodbye to all of you. Fi amanillah.
We're here on this special day. Our hearts are full of pleasure. A day that brings the two of you close together. We're gathered here to celebrate a moment you'll always treasure. We ask Allah to make your love last forever. Let's